Okay, welcome everyone. So I'll just tell you some thoughts I had as follows. What the job of a chazan is, and I think with that we can lead into the question that we were dealing with yesterday, which I don't have a clear answer to yet, but at least now I understand the question in a deeper way. We find the pasuk tells us, we say in the morning, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha bo'o l'fan of bir nana. So there's an idea of being oyvid Hashem with simcha, bo'o l'fan of bir nana, which is with rina, with song. Similarly, David HaMelech says, Hakshiva rinasti kidaloisi me'id. Listen to my rina, because I am someone who's a shuffle. I am low. What happened? Which, from this pasuk, I saw something which I think is very interesting. Hakshiva rinasti, listen to my singing, kidaloisi me'id. A person who sings to the Rabbanu Shalom brings a certain shiftless to our Kaddish Baruch Hu. And I think that if you think about it, we find that Shira was a very integral role of the Karbanis in the Beis HaMikdash. A chedik of the Avodas HaKarbanis was the Shira HaLevim, as we had in the past week's Parshas. The Levim saying in the Beis HaMikdash, we say in Musa Shmonesi, V'hashiv Ka'anim La'avodasam, L'Levim, L'Shira, L'Zimra. Part of our longing for the Beis Hamikdash is not just for the Kohenim to do their Avodah, but for the Levim, the Shiram, the Zimra. So I started to look into what is this idea of Shira? Why is it so important that there should be Avodah through Rina? Through Rina. So the Mesias Yesharim in Perek Yutes brings down a memra, a sifri, maybe a medrash that here, I'm gonna find it. I didn't get a chance to put it in. This brings down a medrash where the medrash says as follows: Amrav Avoy. When you will stand in front of me to daven, your leiv should be sameach. You should be so excited that you have a chance to daven to the Rabbanu Shalom that there's no other one like the Rabbanu Shalom. Should be excited. Aliza is even more than just excitement. So tefillah, at the time of tefillah, has to be this excitement. Aliz is also a lashon of expressing your excitement in a singing way. I think when a person is happy, they sing. Why do people sing in the shower? Because you're cleaning yourself, there's a feeling of geshmak. See, you express yourself through singing. There's a certain singing. There's a certain relationship that is created through singing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you, when you're in front of me davening, there has to be such excitement that you're excited to be there. So the nigun is what's being ma'irer. The nigun is what's being ma'irer the nefesh to connect with the words that are being said. The nigun has to be a nigun that's a heart-singing nigun that connects the person with excitement to what he's saying to Rabbi Yishev. So Mela, the avoid of the chazen is not stamped to sing a beautiful song in front of the crowd. And that could be why we saw it so important that the chazen should have all those other milas of chokhma, maizim tovim, shiflos, because the avoid of the chazen is to be miskasher the tzibur, is to take the tzibur and connect them to the words that they're saying, that they should have feeling and meaning for those words in connection with our Kaddish Baruch Hu. And that was the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. B'shas the karbanis was so important to have shira, to be mekariv the makriv or the tzibur to our Kaddish Baruch Hu through the shira. That's why basic nesses, the Gemara Bracha says basic nesses is called a makim rina, which is interesting. Limud is also called rina, we find also Dina Limud. But tefillah is a basic nesses is b'makim rina shamtei tefillah. It's a place of rina. It's a place. So now, when we want to measure how beautiful this, we're testing out. We're looking for a chazan for the Yom Nehorayim. We want to hear his voice. We want to hear how he davens. The test is not how beautiful the songs that he sings is, but how does he draw the crowd? How does he misaira the crowd to closeness, to feelings of kirva al Hashem, ruchnis dika feelings? And that's why the chazan has to have a beautiful voice, to be meishach the tzibur. And if you take a look at the sugyas, I didn't get a chance to look into it, but if you look into the sugyas in Masechta Erechin, Daf Yud, Daf Yud Gimel, where it's discussing the Shira of the Levium, it's clear, Rashi over there, it's clear that this is the idea behind it. So the chazan is a emtsoi, it's a way to help us connect. So that's why it's important also for the chazan to really understand the meaning of the words of the tefillah. He has to know when to go up a negin, when to go down, when to have, when it's something which needs more of feelings of sorrow, of more emotional feelings. He's giving the neshama to the tefillah. And if he'll sing a happy song for something which is not so happy, so then the tzibur is going to be meishach to the wrong feelings. So that's so now the question is, now I hear the question. When we're using a nigan from the goyim for our tefillah, we're switching the words, we're changing the words from the goyisha words to the tefillah words. That's where I hear the question comes in now. You're using a nigan that was established and created in the base tiflos in the churches in the places where the goyim use it for avodah zarah, let's say, and we're using their nigunim that they're using to connect to their avodah zarah with, we're using it to connect to the Rabbeinu Shlom through that nigun. Does that pass or not? Does that make sense or not? That's the chayr of the shayla over here, which I could understand why some gedolim will come out with a psak that it bothers them. It's not just the halacha, yes or no. It's just ma'os to them that we're using their form of connection for us to connect. But I can hear mitzat sheni, someone who has more of a chassidish feeling, that fakerka, it was created in this world for some kedusha purpose, and we could take it and be mekadosh it by use it for kedusha dika reasons. I can hear the two tzadim. I still need to look into to see if who are the svaras over here, who are the man the amrim over here, and then I can hear also the tzad that if we're using nigunim in general, whether it's b'shas tefila or not b'shas tefila, we're using nigunim for this purpose of connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, getting feelings for the words that we're saying, the pasi that's being sung, or the medrash that's being sung, or if it's the English song with a message over here, like A.B. Rattenberg song where there's a mashal, there's a nimshal, there's something to learn from, and the song is just bringing it to heart. Even the marvelous midas machine I hear, it teaches you midas, but in a singing way. So then already, I could hear that there should be some kind of leniency to it. That we, especially when one doesn't know that it came from the base of the Zara or the Goyim, so then there's no thoughts of that. It's just purely thoughts of Tyra. Again, this is what I could hear, but I don't have the Makairis, therefore I'm not giving a scum, but just as a feeling, this is new understanding for me, of what the job of a chazan is and what the avodah of the nigun is and why it's so important a basic knesset to have nigunim, I think now I can be oimer on what the shayla b'chlal is. Okay.
So, okay, question?
What? Yeah.
But us nowadays, when our chazanim by the shuls sing, most of the time they're singing, we're not saying any words.
Tell you like this. Definitely gives me, I can talk from my personal feeling, that's how I came to this idea, that even if we're not saying words, but it gives a feeling for the whole tefillah of connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if they're seeing the right name. There's certain chazanim, I can walk over to them afterwards and tell them that I came into tefillah with no feelings at all, and you created a feeling for the whole tefillah. And they gave by Kabbalah Shabbos for sure. By Kabbalah Shabbos for sure. It is certain nigunim the chazan sings, and even though he's just ending off the piece, but it gives a feeling for the next capital to say with more of a draw to it. That's my personal feeling. And therefore, I think that's the feeling by many people. You can look at people's faces. And even by Kedusha. Chazan sings two pieces of Kedusha.
They sing the end.
Shemoneh Esrei is a different connection to the words.
That's by Chazor Hashah. I mean, then you're just focusing on the Chazor Hashah. Either we should sing before Shemoneh Esrei, or we should sing at the beginning of Kedusha so that we could have the heart of the feelings at the end of Kedusha.
Okay, so I'm not changing the idea, but I'm just saying this is what I feel that I'm not changing what's normally done. But you're right. Maybe some places do need that, and that that's what they should do. And there are places that do that. There are places that sing from brachas until the end. I'm not changing any mesiris, actually, but perhaps this is the reason why some places by Kel Adayin they stop for the tzibur to stay, and the chazan they don't just sing it together minig? For this reason.
Wasn't that Klai Yisrael's minig for many many generations in the Naira? I've heard it called the Young Israel movement was to put it all together.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So I understand the breaks because the chazan sings it, gives the tzibur a chance to say it.
But right, so we should to that. Okay, but say it, it's hard. So maybe we should go back to it. But if you're on a Baal Adrei, get to go back to it.
The emphasis is that it could be right. We should go back because that was the Messiah. But this was started before I came to the shul, and therefore I don't think it's important enough that we have to change it. If the tzibur will tell me that it will give them more kavana by changing, going back to peace. But I don't think the tzibur is going to say that.
I got to personally feel differently, but yeah, I like this way better. Saying I'll okay. Start to...
That's why we're doing it, because most of the tzibur feels like you. 100%. Mm-hmm. But the nigan is definitely changing your feelings for the words that you're saying.
By the way, Rebbe, just to agree with you, that in my Corona minion in the backyard over here in the parking lot, we had, there's one of my neighbors, I had no idea, is a professional.
Yeah, Chaim, is it important for everyone to hear? I don't mind hearing you.
No, I was just saying that his chazanis was based on the important parts of davening. His Shema Yisrael, when he took the Sefer Torah out, the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, is like nothing you've ever heard before.
Oh, okay. That's
the emphasis
point.
On Elokeinu. That's what I'm saying.
Right. So very good, very good. So I think that is the job of the chazan, to learn up, especially if you have a chazan kavua. Can't, I don't know if you expect everyone to, but a chazan kavua, his job would be to spend a good chedek of his day getting to understand the tefillahs and where to put that emphasis. 100%, I agree to that. And it will definitely change the tzibur's feelings. You're right. And that's a very good example. So if that's the whole idea of the chazan with the nigunim, I hear what's going on here.
And that's what's sad, why the rabbi would say he could even include more modern nigunim, because that's what's more the tzibur. That is
Irish. Right. For those that feel they need it, and that's right.
I got with an A.B. Rottenberg number nigun, which he maybe could be with Mamsi from who knows where. But right. The part is that the Olam is singing it now, Mama Rachel, and that's going to get the Olam to be more in the Seder.
Wow. Right.
We're not. Are we allowing, let's say, a Mama is just a Goyish song? It's a Harsha of a Goyish song.
Yeah, I didn't answer that question. I did not answer, but I understand the question, because we're using that Goyish song that a Goy made up to help us carve ourselves to Rabbani Shlalom. I can understand the strong side of saying that it's ma'os. That's all. That's what I'm saying. I can hear that side. I did not look up the svarim that talk about the Maaser Rekeach and others that talk about that. The Sefer Chassidim talks about it very strongly against it. There are those that are very strongly against it. I need to look up to see where their Sfaris is, but I'm assuming that this is what's going through their minds. Okay. Okay, so I was going to start Simin Yud Zayin today, but I don't know if we're exactly going to have time to. But not Yud Zayin, I meant Simin Tes Zayin. Simin Tes Zayin deals with the Hefsik, to be Mafsik during the Berachas Krishma or during Krishma, to answer Dvarim Shebekdusha. And again, we're going to find that it's more Chomer than Psukim Zimra. But there's different dinim for where you're holding. Bein HaPrakim, Be'emtza HaPerek, between Emes and Miyatzif, between Gal Yisrael and Shmon Esrei. There's been many different stages to this. They made a chart over here. There's divides it from Baruch Hu to Gal Yisrael, Bein HaPrakim, Baruch Hu to Gal Yisrael, Be'emtza HaPerek, and then Emtza Bracha Arucha is a column by itself, which I don't know why it's in there. And then Gal Yisrael to Tefillas HaAmida. I think I copied this from the back of the Vilna Siddur, which Bein HaPrakim, we're going to have to discuss what's called Bein HaPrakim. And then there's going to be exceptions to this, let's say, in the middle of the first Pasuk of Krishma until Baruch Shem. There's Asa to be Mavsi, even for Dvarim Shem Kedusha between Hashem Alkechem and Emes, but not Mavsi, and Chathchila not to be Mavsi, until you say V'yatziv. Okay, so Miyat Hashem, we will continue with this in the upcoming days. If I have more thoughts on the Zmiris, on the singing, the Nigunim, I will share with you also in the upcoming Shirim. Okay.
This is again just in the realm of Tefillah. This is not Stam recreational Kumzitz.
Correct.
That thing.
Right, but I'm beginning to believe that the whole musik of music and singing in Yiddishkeit in general, even added to tefillah, is for the sole purpose to connect you with the Rebbein Shlomo. That's what Shiru is made for. And a singer who doesn't have that in mind is taking you for a trip somewhere else. It's like the Maisur Achashverosh. Achshveirish was scared to play music. So one of the many terutzim is because he knew that music could bring you to worlds which he didn't want you to go to. He didn't want you to get, he had to play Jewish music for the Jews, just like he gave them Jewish wine. And he knew Jewish music is going to connect them to, it's not during tefillah, it's at a goyish party. Jewish music is, the purpose of it is to connect you to the Rebbein Shlomo. And that's what Achashverosh was afraid of.
Is there anything wrong
with it? Rabbi saying that if somebody's using even Gaia songs, even songs above the other deserver, if they're using them in order to connect, that would be okay? Is that?
I don't know. I hear the Shaila. If it's above the deserver, then you have another Shaila, Harchik. But I'm just saying, I hear the Shaila.
Yeah, I've heard that people differentiate between like Avodah Zarah versus a pop song. In other words, a pop Arias is one thing. In other words, the channel. In other words, a song that's used for Arias. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I don't know what's to say. What's more chummer? In other words, a song that's say if there's a song that they take the words Hashem Melech, they put it on some song that's really about Arias. So. Now, how does that work?
I agree to you, but I hear the Shaila. I even hear the Chilukim you're making now. I hear it because what are you using to connect with some love song? So you decided to use that? I hear the Shaila. I don't have an answer. I'm not saying an answer yet.
What about music for entertainment? Based on what they're all saying, it's all for connection. What about entertainment? Just stop. You want an entertainment.
So in Yiddishkeit, there is an idea of relaxing. There is. But there's a kosher way to do it also.
No, I'm saying, Rebbe was saying that the purpose of Jewish music is to bring you closer to the Rebbe. I'm asking if there's another purpose of just entertainment. I'm not saying Jewish music, I'm saying Jewish music. Of course, you should always try to pick your, you know what I'm saying, when you want to go out for a bite to eat, you want to relax, you go out to the kosher restaurant.
I don't know, from what I understand from Bachum, that Goyish music brings them to places that they shouldn't be.
No, I'm saying, is anything wrong with creating Jewish music just for entertainment? The Rebbe was saying before.
I'm talking about entertainment. They're listening to it for entertainment, purely entertainment.
Jewish
and
music?
The words and the lyrics take them to places that they should not be. That's what they tell me. I don't know, I haven't experienced
it. Jewish music or Goyish music?
Goyish.
That's about Jewish. Rebbe was saying a minute ago that the purpose of Jewish music is to bring you closer to the Rebbe's love.
Right.
Somebody who's writing a Jewish, should be thinking, how is he going to carry you to Rebbe's love? So I'm asking, right, is there anything wrong with just making a song for entertainment?
I don't know if there's something wrong, but he's wasting his kayak. He's wasting his kayak. Take that beautiful niggin and use it for a full tool.
Okay.
Maximize the koyachot. Kabir is Hashem mehoyncha, al tikri mehoyncha el mi groincha. Use it in the proper way. Go to school, learn how to develop your voice. That's part of Kabir is Hashem mi groincha. Someone who has the potential. Go ahead and practice and learn how to develop it and use it for a kibud of Hashem. If someone else wants to misuse it and just listen to it as some background music instead of connecting, that's his cheshbon why he's doing that. He may have a good cheshbon for doing it. He needs it just for relaxing. But you, that you're the composer or the singer, maximize your koyach. That's all learned from Reb Zevi. I'm serious about this. That's all. I hear boys, I told Reb Zevi the other day, I was walking in the field here, there was a big crowd listening to the latest song that came out from Reb Zevi. And you're able to see that. I'm not flattering anyone now. I'm just saying the emes. You're able to see the connection to it. Because the heart that the singer puts into it, it goes over. I don't want to see names of certain singers where you could see the heart that was put into it also goes over, but in a different way.